أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن يثقفوكم يكون لكم عداء ويبسطوا إليكم أيديهم وألسنتهم بالسوء وودوا لو تكفرون. In order to understand these ayat also, a little bit of the background is required, and that is when one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hatib ibn Abi Balta'ah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sent a letter to the people of Makkah Sharif to inform them of an impending conquest of Makkah Sharif by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he did this out of sincerity for the protection of his children who were in Makkah Sharif, that the people of Makkah must give them protection. So Allah Ta'ala on that says further that these people of Makkah and the enemies of Islam, at all times they are such, إِنْ يَتْقَفُوكُمْ يَكُونُ لَكُمْ أَعْدَاءً. اگر تم ان کے ہاتھ آ جاؤ ہو جائے تمہارے دشمن. The minute they have some control over you, they have some say, they will have their enmity and hatred for the Muslims and for Islam, and they will show it. As long as they are subjugated, they are under, then they cannot show their hatred and for Islam and for the Muslims. But the minute they get a little chance, so don't give them a chance. Why are you sending this letter? For their protection. Don't give them any chance whatsoever. They are such that they hate Islam because what Islam is, the oneness of Allah, a pure and clean type of life. They want to live a dirty and filthy life of all evil all the time. And Islam teaches a pure and clean life. So they hate this way of life also. وَيَبْسُطُوا إِلَيْكُمْ أَيْدِيَهُمْ وَأَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِسُوءِ وَوَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ. اور چلائی تم پر اپنے ہاتھ اور اپنی زبانیں برائی کے ساتھ اور چاہے کہ کسی طرح تم بھی منکر ہو جاؤ. And the minute they have some control over you, like today at the moment, the non-Muslims have the control of the world, the media, the mass media, etc. So how don't they use it against Islam and Muslims all the time? So if they have this, they will stretch their hands against you, and their tongues also. That is propaganda also they will make of all types. And wherever they can hurt and harm you, they will do that also. And all this with very great intent of evil in their hearts. In their hearts is a hatred for the truth. They just want to live an evil, filthy way of life. They don't want a clean and pure way of life. They can't live without liquor, without woman, without wine, without dancing. They just can't. And Islam prohibits all this. So they want to stop all this. And finally, they will take you, what they want, you must become like non-Muslims, like kafirs, like them. That you also become disbelievers. That is what they want finally. And the fight and the battle is not of anything else, but they want us to become like them. And we want, they must become like us. They must follow the truth, believe in one Allah, obey His commands, have the eternal success of Jannat, get saved from Jahannam permanently. But they just want the temporary enjoyment, which is not really enjoyment also, because in wine, in liquor, in gambling, there is no enjoyment. The problems it causes are even worse. So that is all what they are looking forward to. So they wish that you also become like that, and all become united on kufr, and on disbelief of Allah Ta'ala. And if Allah forbids that has to happen, then Qiyamah will be here, and then is eternal Jahannam, and the punishment of Jahannam eternally for that person. لَن تَنْفَعَكُمْ أَرْحَامُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. ہرگیز کام نہ آئیں گے تمہارے کنبے والے اور نہ تمہارے اولاد قیامت کے دن. And remember that you are sending this letter for the protection of your children, but your children are not going to help you on the day of Qiyamah. Your family, your children, blood relations, nothing. Nobody will help a person on the day of Qiyamah. Everyone will stand on his own. يَبْصِلُ بَيْنَكُمْ. وہ فیصلہ کرے گا تم میں. Allah will make decisions amongst you. That will be a day يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. Everyone will run away from one another. Father from son, brother from brother, from mother, mother from daughter. Everyone will run run away from one another, nobody will stand for one another. So for this temporary gains of this dunya, why are you using your family and going against the wishes and the happiness of Allah Ta'ala? Always see, what does Allah want from you? Make Allah happy. Don't try and make the family happy also. Today many times weddings etc., then we have to make the family happy. What will the people say? But they are not going to help you in any way. Only Allah can stand on your side. Make Allah happy and do what Allah wants you to do. Wallahu bima ta'amaluna basir. And Allah Ta'ala is watching all what you are doing all the time. Whatever actions you are doing, whatever your intentions are, Allah knows them all. So keep that in mind always. Don't try and please the worldly people. And don't try and please people of this world. Keep Allah Ta'ala in mind. Don't keep your short life of this dunya in front of you, which is not even 2 minutes compared to one day of the akhirah. And akhirat is forever and ever. So prepare for that day. How long won't we be in the qabr? May Allah have mercy upon us. If there is just a little bit discomfort, if there is little bit discomfort, how will we stay there? Forget if there is azab in the qabr. If there is just discomfort, how will we be able to manage it? So keep that in mind, not this dunya and the temporary things of this dunya. May Allah grant us this reality and may He shower His mercy upon us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله